Several months ago, we told the story of Shahnaz Khoser, a Pakistani woman caught in the rivalry between India and Pakistan. In 1996, Shahnaz Khoser found herself in the custody of the Indian Army. She was raped in an Indian jail and gave birth to a child. India would not grant her citizenship because she's Pakistani, and her daughter could not get citizenship in Pakistan because her father is Indian. So Shahnaz and her daughter were forced to remain in India. Late last year, the Pakistani government agreed to admit Shahnaz Khoser and her daughter, but their return to Pakistan has not been easy. Miranda Kennedy reports.
Speaking several months ago, all Shahnaz Khoser could talk about was how much she wanted to go back to her village in Pakistani-held Kashmir. She was living in a small apartment in Jammu, India, and had no family or friends nearby. "I am trapped in a foreign land," she said. "What if something happens to me here? Who will take care of me?" So when Pakistan agreed to let Shahnaz return, along with her daughter Mobin, she was overjoyed. Now she lives with her parents and brothers on a prosperous plot of land where buffalo and cows graze among the fruit trees.
"When I was in India, I was in a bad state. I trembled and felt weak. I was so worried. Now, my brother and my family are taking care of me, but I feel bad for how much trouble I am causing them."
Shahnaz has come back to her village of Barnala in Kashmir, and Shahnaz should be happy to be back home. But her ordeal hasn't ended. Everyone in the village knows what happened to her in the years she was gone. Shahrukh Arana is a lawyer living in a nearby village in Pakistani-held Kashmir.
"Shahnaz has gone through miseries, first because of her husband and in-laws, and then in jail. Instead of helping her out when she came to them, the Indian authorities made her life even worse. Now that she is back, we have learned that her family has let her live with them, but have not accepted her. In our society, we do not accept affected women like her."
In Pakistan's rural conservative culture, Shahnaz has two counts against her. First, she tried to commit suicide, which is illegal according to the Quran. And then she was raped by an Indian soldier. Now she has an illegitimate child whose father is considered the enemy by most of Shahnaz's neighbors and family. Her daughter Mobin is 8 years old now. For the first 6 years of her life, she lived in an Indian jail and was taken to school by an Indian guard. Shahnaz desperately wants her daughter to learn to read and write, which she never did. But finding a school for Mobin in Pakistan has proved difficult. Zulfikar Ali is Shahnaz's brother.
"When Mobin goes to school, her classmate taught her, calling her Indian. She is humiliated and runs back home. We have changed school, but the same thing happens every year. We don't know what to do."
Zulfikar says that the fact that he and his family have brought Shahnaz back to live with them, despite her disrepute, proves that they have forgiven her. Her father will not speak to her. Her mother treats Mobin with disdain. Lawyer Sona Khan, who has represented Muslim women in human rights cases all over the world, says the treatment of Shahnaz and Mobin is not unusual.
"This was not her fault. She is an outcome of a crime. And why punish her for it? And why punish a small little child who has done nothing to deserve it? In Islam, children are bounties of Allah. But in most societies in Asia, when people don't understand this, it is always the fault of a woman."
Shahnaz recently began seeing a psychiatrist in a neighboring town to try to deal with her trauma. Beyond that, all she can do is hope that with time, Barnala Village will accept her. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy.
Interviews from Pakistani-controlled Kashmir were gathered by co-producer Masroor Hussain.